Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Brett Maga Show, and Taylor and Travis got engaged. Not sure if you guys heard. It's breaking news.
Maybe you have.
But everyone is talking about this relationship, and everyone loves Taylor and Travis, but can they really actually make it? One of the things that we had done on the Brett Maga Show is put all of our relationships on ChatGPT. We did a brief description of our relationship, and we asked ChatGPT, we asked AI, will we be able to make it? Will we survive? And Hannah felt like she got roasted.
I got a 65%.
It was hard. ChatGPT really did give us a good analysis of our relationship.
Said I had emotional pacing issues.
Like I said, ChatGPT knew us well.
Whatever.
So why should Taylor and Travis be any different? So I put Taylor and Travis's relationship, described it to ChatGPT, and asked ChatGPT if they would make it or not. The same way we did. So they're going to get the same treatment. This is what I wrote. I said, can you tell me if this couple will make it? He is a professional football player. He's been in the NFL for like 13 years. He has a brother he does a podcast with. He loves pop music. He's sweet but manly. He's funny. A guy's guy. She is a global music star. She has three cats. Been in a lot of really high-profile relationships that her music reflects. She's a girl's girl, sweet, boss, known for being kind and giving back. Do you think this couple will make it? You know what ChatGPT said?
What?
Oh, no.
Sounds like you're describing Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, they knew.
ChatGPT knew. And I was like, yes. Really positive thing. Says longevity and maturity. He's been in the NFL for over a decade. That shows discipline, resilience, handles pressure well. He's successful, so he doesn't feel intimidated by her success.
I think that's so true with those two.
Yes. Yeah.
I think in the past, with her relationships, she's dated a lot of similar artsy guys, whether they did music or movies, and I feel like they felt intimidated by her success.
Or envious,
you know, or jealous. He's like, I'm like the greatest of all time in what I do, and you're one of the greatest of all time in what you do. Like
two goats.
Yeah, right? Shared humor and chemistry. She, like, thinks he's funny. Like, his humor is very unique, and she thinks that's funny, and they're able to, like, joke around with each other. They have a supportive dynamic. He shows up at her concerts. He knows all of her music. She shows up at his NFL games. Here's the potential challenges. Demanding schedules. The NFL season is grueling.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Her tour is relentless. The spotlight. High-profile relationships usually get a lot of scrutiny. People are constantly poking holes in it. And paparazzi. It's hard for them to have any privacy. When you don't have privacy in a relationship, it means you have no like one-on-one time because the whole world is watching and the global world is watching this couple, and that is a lot of pressure. So that said, do you want for fun to give you the odds? And I was like,
Yes, that's exactly what I want.
Yes,
AI's an avid listener to the Brett Maga Show. Right.
Guys, not only did it give me the odds, but it broke down every aspect of the relationship, like how they support each other, how their chemistry, it gave me scores for all of it.
Whoa. Ooh.
I was like, that's crazy. I'll tell you what their scores were and what the odds are that they make it or not
next on the Brett Maga Show.
It is the Brett Maga Show, and we're going to find out if Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are make it or what the odds are. We did this on the show, so why not Taylor and Travis actually feel the same scrutiny we did with our relationships? We put a brief description of our relationships into ChatGPT, and I felt like it accurately described our relationship, called, you know, emotional pacing issues.
Yeah.
Accurate. I felt like it described some of the struggles that I have in my relationship. And it said Kevin's, you know, the perfect husband. Clearly. Boom. ChatGPT gets
Thank
us.
You.
So we did the exact same thing. And ChatGPT's like, sounds like you're describing Taylor and Travis. I'm like, yes, we are. And it gave like some of the real issues they would have, which are, you know, being on the global presence and scrutiny that comes with that, paparazzi, not having privacy, their grueling schedules, their commitments to their careers as being issues in the relationship, but then also talked about how their humor and chemistry like are really great together. Mm-hmm. They're supportive of each other's careers. They shows that their commitment to their crafts show that they have their strong discipline in relationships. And then so ChatGPT said, I can give you a percentage that they'll make it. Hannah, what was your score again?
I had a 65.
Yep. Well, you're not as good as Travis and Taylor. 78% chance that they will make it. Guys, it then went in and gave me percentages of like how their relationship is. Like their chemistry level, 90%.
Whoa.
Yeah, it says really? They generally look like they're having fun together, laughing together, 90% on chemistry. Mutual support of each other, 85%.
I would rank that higher, honestly. Mm-hmm.
I know. Yeah. I do think he goes to like every concert. He knows like every single song. And she goes to all the Chiefs games. Life experiences and maturity. This is something they did score a little bit lower on, 80%. They said they both have been over on the spotlight for a decade. They're old enough to know what they want, but young enough to still like still trying to figure it out because they're in their mid-30s.
Or still want more. That's
and still
the part.
Want more.
I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens when, you know, Travis has to step away from the NFL, mm-hmm. at least as a, you know, as a player. And, you know, I mean, it's not like Taylor couldn't step away, but... You know, she seems to not do that. So it's going to be interesting to see where they're going.
The two biggest things they scored low on in their relationship was schedule and public appearance pressure gave them a 60%. They said it's just a hard grind. I just wonder if he retires, does that dramatically go up? He has a lot more free time to kind of do what he wants.
And I think that's coming, too.
I do think this is probably like one of his last years. And the other one, which a lot of people have questioned in their relationship, shared values, 75%. Both are very family-oriented and not afraid to be vulnerable, but there's been issues with people feeling like Travis hasn't defended her publicly when it came to politics. She was very outspoken during the election, and people felt like, do they disagree politically? Is he a Republican? She's a Democrat? People have asked those questions and felt like Travis needed to step up, and that's where ChatGPT said 75%, maybe not having the same shared values. And
let's just leave him out of politics.
Right.
But 78%.
That's good.
You know who didn't score better? Kevin and Sarah, though.
That's right.
Damn right they
that's
didn't.
Right. We were 87%. But here again, we've had over 24 years of marriage. You know, we've been together.
Brett gave a 20-year ranking.
Well, true, true, but...
AI just hates...
Drag him.
Brett and I.
Drag him.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.